If you're a homeowner in Clark County, you've likely received letters from the assessor's office about your property tax rate. Most people, like myself, maybe glance at those cards, toss them aside, or throw them in a drawer. I know the property tax cap is 3%, and any increase is tied to an increase in the value of my home, so why should I worry? But then someone nudged me and said I should take a look. He said, hey, there's something about taxes on this form going up by 8%. What? No way. And if that's true, how and when did it happen? Well, Brianna Johnson is the county assessor. She's going to answer some of these questions. Brianna, welcome to State of Nevada.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. Yeah, I'm just going to, this is really to clarify something really somebody brought to my attention just about a week ago. But first I want to start at the beginning. The residential property tax cap is about 3% per year. 3% per year is the max, so it can be under 3%. In Clark County, are residential property owners taxed at the full 3%?
So, yes, that's kind of a two-part question there.
Okay.
So, if it is your primary residence, then your tax cap, if you've informed us, can be 3% for your primary residence. All other property types can have a tax cap up to 8%.
Got it.
And what I mean by all other property types are vacant land, commercial properties, industrial properties. Those all get the other. Even if you have a rental property, it is subject to the other tax cap, which is, again, up to 8%. If you are not renting at or below the HUD rates,
if you are
renting at or below the HUD rates, then those properties too, if a rental, can qualify for the 3% tax cap rate. And again, the tax cap is on taxes. So we get questions a lot of time on the value of the home, because as the assessor, it is our job to value all property in Clark County for tax purposes. So every December, we mail out to every property owner a valuation card, letting you know what your value was in the previous year and what your value is for the upcoming fiscal year. And so people get confused and they think, well, my value can't go up more than 3%.
Oh, no.
The tax cap is not on value. The tax cap is on the taxes that you actually paid to the treasurer's office in the previous year. So as an example, let's just say last year your tax bill was $1,000. It is your primary residence. You have the 3% tax cap. So the next year, your taxes should not be more than $1,030. If you have the other tax cap and your taxes were $1,000 in the previous year, and then the tax cap is 8%, then your taxes should not be more than $1,080. So that's how the tax cap works. However, the tax cap does not apply to new improvements. So if you just purchased a home from a builder, the first time those improvements are put on the tax roll, there hasn't been what we call a tax cap base established.
Mm-hmm.
So that very first year the house is built, we add it to our tax roll. It is taxed as taxes as assessed, and that sets your base. Then the following year, your tax cap comes into play, whether it's the 3% or the other.
Well, that really clarified things. In fact, I said it wrong at the beginning then when I said, as the value of your home goes up, you're going to see an increase in taxes. The increase is on the amount you paid in taxes.
That is correct.
So when I went online and I saw that my taxes had increased by about 7.7%, and again, part of the reason we're doing this segment is that some people are going to be worried that when they see that the 7.7 residential property tax increase is actually the property tax rate, it's not. Just to be clear again, the cap is 3%, but I saw the increase was 7.7%. Is that increase the most that you are levying on properties that are not primary residences?
For this fiscal year, yes. So every year, the State Department of Taxation lets us know what the other tax cap is going to be. So the 3% is always the same. It's the other that can fluctuate, meaning they have a formula that they use to determine what that other tax cap rate percentage can be. And what they do is they take either 2 times the CPI index or a 10-year rolling average of all assessed values within a county. And I believe they take the lower of the two. Again, I don't want to misspeak because it is the Department of Taxation's process. But once they determine what that other tax cap is going to be, then they notify all of the assessors to say, this is the tax cap for your county. And that is what we then apply to our records to give to the treasurer to bill.
Okay. Now, I've mentioned this to a few people since finding out myself. None of them knew about this as well. I called your office and they said that I'd been notified by postcard in 2019. But again, if the postcard looked like other notices, like I just tossed it in a drawer. Was there ever an attempt to make these notices different, to make it clear to people that what we're sending you is a notice that if you don't send this card back to us, the property tax will increase by this percent on your property?
No, there has not been a change to the notice. I think the information that we do have on the front of the card, and we do our best to make sure that people understand, we have two large areas on the card that state, you know, important tax information, do not discard. So we have that in bold letters on the very front of the tax card, along with letting everyone know that this is from Clark County and it is from the Clark County Assessor's Office. I have done several interviews. It's been on the news several times, so we always try to educate or at least get the word out. We've done Facebook posts, Twitter posts. I did a segment on Channel 4, not that most people watch that, but I did do a segment on the Clark County Channel 4. And I have also reached out to title companies, because typically anyone who is purchasing a home, you go through escrow, you go through title. So some of the title companies have agreed to include in their closing documents for our office to say, please be on the lookout for this tax cap card and pay close attention to it when you receive it. So I appreciate you for having me today on the show to talk about this very thing. Just trying to educate the public.
Yeah. No, very important.
Let them know about what this tax cap is. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm very sorry for missing it. I think I freeze up when I get something in the mail that says taxes anywhere on it. I just throw it aside because I don't understand the stuff very well. But here's the thing. If I didn't sign that card and send it back to you, that tax increase went into effect. One more time, explain why it was done that way.
Okay. Absolutely. So the law states that the property owner has to inform the county assessor the use of the property. So I'll start from the beginning, and I'll go back a little bit further just so that everyone knows. This tax cap has been in place since 2005. The tax cap has been in place. Yeah. And what happens is, if we talk about how this works, let's just say there's vacant land. So as I discussed earlier, vacant land obviously is receiving the other tax cap because it is not someone's primary residence.
Right.
So let's just say a home builder comes in and they decide to build on the property. Then it's still not owner occupied, not someone's primary residence. So all of these parcels are receiving the other tax cap. Now the home is built. It's ready to be sold, but it is still in the possession or ownership of the builder. Again, receiving the other tax cap because it's not someone's primary residence.
Got it.
Once our office is notified that a sale has taken place, meaning we received a deed from the recorder's office and there is a change in ownership for that parcel, that prompts us to say something has happened on this parcel and we need to mail out a tax cap card to this new owner.
Got you.
So once we mail out the tax cap card to the new owner, it is up to them to notify us that it is their primary residence, because it may be an investment property.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not their primary residence. So the owner needs to tell us what is happening with this property.
And you have no way, there's not some computer program or some spy network that you have where you can tell if somebody, if some property is a primary residence or if it's not. So you send out those cards to ask people, is this your primary residence? And people like me stupidly just threw it in a drawer.
No, that's not true. But yes, that's what we do.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what we do. And we don't, I think the last time we mailed out in mass, so I just want to clear this up. The last time that we mailed out in mass to all property owners was in 2018 and again in 2019.
All right.
So when we mailed out those cards to everyone, then at that point it was, you know, please send the card back and let us know if it is your primary residence.